Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Everyone, you listen to That Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, on the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm so angry broadcasting on my own this week, as James did last week while I was off, and he's having the week off to celebrate his birthday this week. So you've just got me. We've got lots and lots of great music for you, including an exclusive from James himself. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages, which is under our names. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, over the next 2 hours, got lots and lots of great music for you, so keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk. We start this programme with a very, very sad and but significant announcement. And that announcement came through just as we were finishing the programme last week. That announcement is that after 60 plus years of being on the road, Martin Carthy has had to call it a day. It was announced last week that over the last few weeks, Martin has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, so no longer able to be on the road, which is very, very sad indeed. He was due to take up what had been decided was going to be his farewell tour, because the doctor originally did say that he would be able to do it. But unfortunately, after a performance last week in Glasgow, which I did witness, it was decided that he that it was not the best idea for him to fulfill this tour. As a result, Eliza will be doing the tour on her own, and we wish her the best. But this is a very sad and significant announcement, because Martin's been on the road constantly for 60 plus years, and it is the end of an era. I'm very, very honoured to be able to have seen him many times, and we'll have many, many memories, and honoured that his penultimate show in Sheffield was promoted by me, and it's been brilliant to have him come to the house the last three times he's been here, and to share porridge with him over the breakfast table and have great conversations, and to meet him every time I've seen him live as well. So we're gonna have some tracks from Martin's career. The first one is chosen by James, and it's The Bedmaking.
My father, he was a good old man. He put me to service when I was very young. Me missus and me, we never could agree, because that me master, he would love me. Missus sent me upstairs to the loft to make up a bed so neat and soft. Master followed after with the gay gold ring, saying, Betty, have this for your bed making. All through the kitchen and down through the hall, all through the parlour among the women all, master followed after with the gay gold ring, saying, Betty, have this for your bed making. Missus come upstairs in a great haste, caught the master there with his arm round me waist. From the top to the bottom stairs she did him fling, saying, Mr. Rab, that for your bed making. All through the kitchen and down through the hall, all through the parlour among the women all, everybody asked me wherever I had been, and they laughed and I said, the bed making. Missus, she flung me out of the door. She called me a nasty, cheeky little whore. The weather being wet and me clothes being thin, how I wished I was back at the bed making. Pretty fair maid grew thick about the waist, her stains wouldn't be thought up in a four-pin. She cried when she thought of the bed-making. 8 months over and 9 months gone, pretty fair maid had a beautiful son. She took him to the church, she had him christened John, and she took him back again to the dear old man. She cursed him through the kitchen and down through the hall, cursed him through the parlour among the women all, saying, if you won't pay me, take your little son John, 'cause he never cost you nothing but the bed-making.
Well, and a wealthy wife was she. She'd three fine and stalwart sons, and sent them o'er the sea. They'd not been gone a week, and a week been barely one, when death sweeping over the land took them one by one. And they'd not been gone a week been barely three, when word come to that young girl, a babe she'd never see. I wish the wind would never blow, no fish swim in the flood, till my darling babes own their home in flesh and blood. And there about the Martin Mass, nights are long and dark, her three kids come to her door, the hats were made of bark, and the tree never grew in any ditch, nor down by any wall. But at the gates of paradise grew strong and grew tall. Blow out the fire, my maidens, or bring water from the well. Since my darling babes are home, they come home safe and well. So she has laid the table with bread and with wine. Come eat and drink, my darling babes, eat and drink of mine. We may not eat your bread, mother, nor may we drink your wine. For cold death is lord of all, to him we must resign. The green grass is at our head and the clay is at our feet. And your tears come tumbling down and wet our winding sheet. So she has made the bed for them, spread the milk white sheet. She's laid it all with cloth of gold to see if they could sleep. And up and crew the red cock, up and crew the grey, and the youngest to the eldest says, brother, we must away. And the cock had not crowed once and clapped his wings for day, when the eldest to the youngest says, brother, we must away. For the cock crow the day dawn, the chunnering worm shy, and if we're missed out of our place, then pain we must buy. Farewell, farewell, my mother dear, farewell to barn and fire, and farewell the sweet young girl kindling your mother's fire.
Martin Carthy with Eliza there, with the wife of Usher as well. And I've chosen that one because about 25 years ago now, I was watching Jules Holland, as I often do, having never seen Martin before. I think I'd heard of Eliza. We got Red Rice in the record collection. But having never really heard of them. And then Jules said, please welcome, with his daughter Eliza, Martin Carthy. And they played that song. And that was the first Martin song I ever heard. And I've loved that song ever since. Martin and Eliza there, with The Wife of Usher as well, from Signs of Life, Martin's album from 1998. Before that we heard The Bedmaking from Crown of Horn, 1976, chosen by James, and we'll have a couple more from Martin and Martin related tracks in the second half. As I said, Martin had to make this decision last week to retire from performing, which is very, very sad and significant news indeed. I should say that Martin is apart from being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, Martin is well. And still has his sense of humour. So hopefully some of us will we'll see him around, and we look forward to having a conversation with him. And we wish the family all the best at this time. And now it was Burns night the other night, so I thought we'd have some Burns material. Here is Emily Smith and Jamie McLennan with the Silver Tassie.
Ye bring to me a pint of wine and fill it in a silver tassie that I may drink afore I go.
There was a lad was born in Kyle, but what in a day, oh what in a style, I did it's hardly worth the while to be saying nice with Robin. Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, ranting Robin, Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, Robin. Her monarch's embassy here became, was 25 days begun, was then a blast o' January wind blew Hansel in on Robin. Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, ranting Robin, Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, Robin. The gossip he kept in his loof, quo show while lives will see the proof, this Wally boy will be nae coof, I think we'll ca' him Robin. Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, ranting Robin, Robin was a Robin boy, ranting Robin, Robin. He'll hae misfortunes great and small, but I a heart a bend the maw, he'll be a credit to us a', we'll a' be proud o' Robin.
Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, ranting, roving. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, roving. But sure as 3 times 3 mak 9, I see by ilka scoring line, this chap will dearly like her kind, so lease me on the Robin. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, ranting, roving. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, robin. Get faith, poor show, I did ye gar, the bonny lasses lie aspar. The 20 ye may hae war, so blessings on thee, Robin. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, ranting, roving. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, robin. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, ranting, roving. Robin was a roving boy, ranting, roving, robin.
That was Andy M. Stewart with Rantin' Rovin' Robin from his new album, Robbie Byrne songs. And Andy M. Stewart, lead singer of Silly Wizard, I believe. And I believe Andy M. Stewart wrote the Rambling Rover as well. So great stuff there. If I'm wrong about that, someone tell me. But I think I'm right. I'm sure I've heard Bob Fox say it enough times. fantastic stuff. We might have a track from Bob Fox later. Actually, a lovely track from Bob Fox later on. Now let's take a look at some of the acts that are appearing at some of the big festivals this year. And I'm delighted to say that appearing at Warwick Festival to open the festival this year is Natalie McMaster and Donald LaHaye. They went down a storm when they came back to England for the first time in about 20 years last year. They went down a storm at Shrewsbury Folk Festival and the Warwick Folk Festival this year. Let's have something from them now. Natalie McMaster and Donald LaHaye.
We'll be right back.
Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy there, who will be opening Warwick Festival with their great band. They were fantastic at Shrewsbury last year. Can't wait to see them at Warwick this year. It's going to be amazing. Hopefully, I'd like to think we'll be back with Live to the Living Room. Let's hope so as well. That'll be fantastic. Now it's time for our theme. Over the last few weeks, when we've been looking at a great box set by the legendary Dick Gocken, and we have a new theme to it, so here it is.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning.
Dick Gocken, Revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows the thunderclouds warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans await to
Indeed, we are on the fourth week of our looking at the box set Dick Gocken Revolution 1969 to 1983. This is disc four. We're going to have three tracks from it, two chosen by me and one chosen by James. This is disc four, BBC 1977 to 1982, and this first one is one of my favourite songs that Dick sings. It's the Fair Flower of Northumberland from Folk Weave, I believe, on BBC Radio 2, August 1979.
Good evening.
Oh, the prophecy doctor was a walking Harley. Oh, but her love it was easy one when she spied a Scots prisoner making his main eye, and she was the fleur on Northumberland. His oaken lassie would body me. Oh, and her love it was easy one. I would make her a lady, oh, high degree, if she'd loose me, it frame my presence a string. So it is she's done her doon, their feathers good stocks. Oh, but her love it was easy one, and she stole the best keys for money's the brave lock. Far tail is him out frae his presence a strang, and to she's done her doon, their feathers good stables. Oh, but her love it was easy one, and she stole the best horse that was bid fleet and able, far to carry them her the bonny Scotland. But as they were riding across your Scots and yours, he cried, oh, but your love, it was easy one. Get you down, frame a horse, you're a brazen face to her. Although you're the fleur on Northumberland. Oh, it's cooking your kitchen, I surely will be. Although my love, it was easy one. But I can't get back to my own country, although I'm the fleur on Northumberland. Oh, it's cooking my kitchen, you can't well be. Oh, but your love it was easy one. For my lady, she will nae servants lightly. I am journeying to again to Northumberland. Far as I hae a wife in my ain country, oh, but your love it was easy one, and I can't do anything with a lassie like thee. I am journeying to again to Northumberland. And so laith was he on lassie to time. Oh, but our love, it was easy. One till he's hired an old horse, and he's hired an old man far to carry her to Northumberland. But it's when she got there, her father did friend and said, oh, but your love, it was easy. One far to gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 16, aye, and ye were the floor on Northumberland. But it's when she gave Ben, her mother did smile and said, oh, but your love, it was easy. One, aye, but ye know the farce that on Scots has beguiled, aye, and you're welcome back in to Northumberland. For ye when he want freed, aye, and ye when he want to win. Oh, but your love, it was easy. One aye, and ye will he want silver to buy a man way. Aye, and ye the fair floor on Northumberland.
Yeah, that was Dick Gocken there from, of course, from the Revolution Disc 4, BBC 1977 to 1982. That was from Folkweave, BBC Radio 2, 1979, August 1979. Now we're going to go to April 1979, and we're going to go to April 1979, and we're going to hear a track that James has chosen. To remind me what this one is, please. We are going to hear "Bonnie Lass Among the Heather" from August 1979.
Shannon, who lives in the town of Campbellton, which you may know in connection with it being the place where Paul McCartney has taken up residence as a writer of traditional Scottish songs. This is one which he didn't write. At least I'm sure he didn't write it. He might have done. Song called "The Bonnie Lass Among the Heather."
It was down in yonder lonely place where first I spied my roving fancy, she was gathering sleighs on yonder breeze. When first I spied my lovely Nancy, and wow, but she was wondrous fair, and the features, they were wondrous bonny, and she said her favour was for him, and she's gathering her feathers, gowns together. Her gown was so neatly trimmed, and the colour of it was green and yellow, and in between the strips were seen were the bells of the bonny woman heather. Would you be my bride, my bonny bonny lass? Would you be my bride and leave the hand there far in silk and satin, Jimmy Gang? If you'd be my bride and leave the hand, oh, kind sir, your offer's fair, but I fear that it's meant and laughter for some rich squire's son you might have been, while I'm but a poor shepherd's daughter.
But had you been a plough by land, a ploughing in the morning early, if a plough by land ye might have been, then where my heart I would love thee. And I've travelled east and I've travelled west, and I've travelled over muir and mountain, but the bonniest lass that e'er I spied, she was gathering her feathers the hours together.
Dick Gockin there from Disc 4. Disc 4 of the Revolution box set, and that was The Bonny Lass Among the Heather from 1979. I'll have one more track from this box set in the second half, and it's connected to this area. So I look forward to that very much indeed. You'll see why I've chosen it in the second half. And now let's stay in Scotland for a little while, and let's listen to the Furrow Collective, featuring two Scottish musicians, Alistair Roberts and Rachel Newton. But Lucy Farrell takes the lead on this track. The Furrow Collective will be at Sidmouth Folk Festival this year. Really looking forward to seeing them. It's been a long time since they've been at Sidmouth. But also, there'll be tickets are on sale very soon, if not now, for their gig at the Greystones. Live at Sam's, we'll be doing that. It's a last minute decision for us. But we're looking forward to that very much indeed. April the 29th, I believe. Looking forward to that. The Furrow Collective and the Greystones. Let's hear from them now. This is the night visit.
Does my love ride or does he run? Or does he walk the woods among? He vowed this night to come to me. Alas, but my love tarries long. He does not ride, nor does he run, but fast walks he along the way. He has more mind of his fair new love than he has all the light of day. He saw a hound drawn near a one the hare, but Willie's one to near a time.
chestnut but care on every hand. In every hour that passes, oh, it signifies the worth, oh man. And 'twas nae far the lassies, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lassies, oh. Worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may fly them, oh. But when at last they catch them fast, their heads can ne'er enjoy them, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lassies, oh. My dearie, oh, and worldly cares and worldly men can now get up so teary, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lassies, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lassies, oh.
That was Dougie McLean there, of course, with "Green Grow the Rushes," though, a tribute to Robbie Burns. It's it was Burns' night this last week just gone, so I thought we'd have some Robbie Burns stuff. Now I'm really looking forward to seeing Catherine Tickell and the Darkening in Sheffield at the beginning of March. And there'll also be at Firth Hall. I think it's actually the 1st of March actually, and they'll also be at Sidmouth Folk Festival this year. So let's hear the Highway to Hermitage. Catherine Tickell with the Darkening there. And like I say, Catherine and the band will be at Sidmouth, and they'll also be Sidmouth Folk Festival in the summer, and they'll also be at Firth Hall on the 1st of March. Looking forward to that. Now, Shrewsbury Folk Festival announced some new artists last week, and amongst them were Lucinda Williams. Really looking forward to seeing Lucinda. That'll be a great night. A special Kaylee with Nancy James, Nancy Kerr, James Fagan, and Sandra Kerr. In fact, it is called a Northumbrian Kaylee with Northern Nancy. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, Nancy Kerr has got to be involved in that. That will be something special. They're being joined by two favourite musicians from the Northumberland area as well. But amongst the lineup announcements, I'm very, very pleased to say a rare performance and festival appearance from Greg Russell. So if you want to see Greg, worth getting a ticket, and even if you just come for the day, it'll be a fantastic to see Greg performing again. Very, very rare that Greg performs these days. In fact, I think I'm one of the few people that persuades him to do so. Here's Greg Russell with The Road to Dorchester.
Six brave men, we've read your story. The trial, the grief, the pain and the glory at the hands of the squire, the Whig and the Tory in England's pleasant land. But if I could ask you one last question, one last thought for your reflection, did you lose all hope? Pray for protection on the road to Dorchester. On the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. On the road, on the road, the immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. Did you wake with dread in the dark day dawning? Did the sun force a way through the clouds in the morning? Was the lark on the wing above you soaring freely in the sky? What thoughts did you have? What fears were growing? Did you think you'd be home for the cock was crowing? Did you think of the land where you'd be going? On the road to Dorchester, on the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. On the road, on the road, the immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. As you cross Grey's Bridge with the jail ahead, past the squire of the church, the graves of the dead, did you feel regret for the things you'd said, the oath that you had sworn? Did you think in your heart that the cause was right? Were you always resolved to stand and fight for your right to resist your master's plight for children yet unborn? On the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. On the road, on the road, the immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. This road was trod before you came, and since you've gone, it's been trod again in trial and grief, glory and pain in England's pleasant land. For the road's still there, and there's the town where you stood for your right and your renown. There on the road that you walked down, the road to Dorchester. On the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. you by the hand. The immortal power of freedom took you by the hand.
Greg Russell there with The Road to Dorchester. And like I say... Greg is appearing at Shrewsbury Folk Festival, a rare festival appearance and rare performance at all these days from Greg. Really looking forward to seeing him, and that will be fabulous. A band that's appearing at Sidmouth this year, which I've been requesting for quite some time. Kathy Cayley will be joining us for the first time in a long time. And I'm so excited about it. So let's have some tunes to finish off the first half from Kappa Kaylee appearing at Sidmouth this summer, and we will see you after the break.
Thank you.